Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Self-harm refers to any means of hurting yourself on purpose. One common method is cutting yourself with a knife. But any time someone deliberately hurts themselves is classified as self-harm. Some people feel an impulse to burn themselves, pull out their hair, or pick at wounds to prevent healing. Extreme injuries can result in broken bones. Hurting yourself or thinking about injuring yourself is a sign of an emotional distress. These uncomfortable emotions may grow more intense if a person continues to use self-harm as a coping mechanism. Learning other ways to tolerate the mental pain will make you stronger in the long term. Drinking alcohol or doing drugs while hurting yourself increases the risk of a more severe injury. Self-harm prevents you from doing other things you value. Skipping classes to change bandages or avoiding social occasions to prevent people from seeing your scars is a sign that your habit is affecting your work and relationships. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.